Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I probably need to get out more. I very probably need to get out more. There was an event Saturday night, Stone City Band. I should have went, and I know it. But it was too good, too good just to stay in my apartment and eat brownies. I got my steps in. I had to work Saturday. So it was a good day, meaning I wasn't a complete sloth. There was activity. There was brain stimulation. I got my steps in. Then after 8 p.m. when I get off work, I'm done. I'm cool. I get my smoke, my little bit of Black and Mild, get something to eat. And lately, I've been on the bed by 9:30. I say on the bed, not really in the bed. You see, I don't have a couch at home. And the recliner I have, I eat in. And it may or may not be the best chair to watch TV in. And I don't have a couch. Well, I do have like a futon, but you can't really lay on it and watch TV. So laying on the bed, I stack my pillows. You know, I'm not undressed. I still have my house clothes. I just laid on top of the bed, watching TV, and I'm good. I'm like really good. I haven't been out socializing in a while. I'm not sure that I miss it because being in the house all the time and sleeping, it seems like more than usual. I'm not complaining about that. And I'm also trying not to complain about this. Yesterday, I started watching Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, the series. I guess it's a prequel to the original Star Trek. And that Pike, it's about Pike, Captain Pike, and Spock is just coming on. And this and that. So I'm watching it. And the diversity in it irritated the hell out of me to the point where I had to turn it off. It got to a point where, first of all, Captain Pike goes to the bridge, all females. Of course, the Aurora role is a black female. You got a lesbian looking female. Everybody else is females. The Asian looking female. Just females, just all females. And first Pike is like there with his girlfriend, right? And they got her, you know, she's the captain too. You know, of course, she's got to be equal. She's the captain. She's flying out. She's just as accomplished as he is, blah, blah, blah. In fact, he's the white male, but he has weaknesses. Starts to show off with his weaknesses. And so he goes off for a ride. You know, and it was kind of cool too. The way, I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful, you know, way of shot and aesthetically pleasing. So that's what had me watching. And so he gets on a horse and he's riding through the winter wonderland. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. You know, it had me going. Then you see a spaceship come flying in. I was like, oh, okay. And of course, a black man gets off of it. I was like, okay. Not that black people can't do that. Not that black people, well, we may have that conversation later. Not that black people aren't smart enough to do that. Because there are some tests about cognitive awareness and cognitive ability that seem to be cut sharply along racial lines. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying how I feel or what I feel yet. I'm not even sure how I feel or what I feel yet. But there's been studies and tests done to show cognitive ability can almost be placed directly to showing relationships with racial groups and how good or bad they do on certain tests. But I'll leave that out. That's not the point. Because the point is, I do believe black people are capable of doing anything. I believe white people are capable of doing anything. I believe Asians. I believe anybody is capable of doing anything. If anything, if there's anything I may have believed, I believe it may be cultural. What is culturally pushed? What is culturally prized? And in some cultures, it's going to be different. Some cultures, it's just going to be different. Some cultures are going to prize education. Some cultures are going to prize math. Some cultures are going to prize other things. So let's just leave it at that. So it's not so much that I was shocked to see a black man in that role. It's not that I don't think they can do it. It's not that I don't think they have the capability or the cognitive ability. It's this, I just knew it was DEI. I knew it was DEI, and it bugged me. But I let it go. It bugged me, I let it go. Then, of course, he went to the ship, went to the bridge, all females, one lesbian haircut looking one, black one, Asian one, all female. And then he's like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. Let's go see the ship doctor. I was like, oh, okay, let's go down and see the ship doctor. Went down there, and he was black. That's why I had to cut it off. I just cut it off. I can't. It's not that I don't believe in it. Number one, it probably could be that I don't believe in it. The overall over-diversified scenarios. So basically, there was only one white male in the whole 20 minutes of the half hour of the show. And Spock is a Vulcan. And Spock was a Vulcan, right? And in his relationship, the female is dominant. She asked him to marry him. And he was like, I thought you never asked. I get it. I get empowerment. I get we're trying to right the wrongs of, you know, hundreds of years and years and years of white male dominance, patriarchal dominance. I get it. But there has to be some reality. You can do anything you want because we're human and we do that. But I don't think going overboard and slapping your enemy too hard with the same rhetoric or the same thing that they were doing. It's the same thing that you said the white male patriarchal dominance was doing, but in reverse. You're showing all white males as weak and barely any roles in it. And I was talking to my niece out of the mouth of babes. I've been wanting to say that. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm watching TV. Everybody's black. You know, what is going on? I think, you know, it's because their DEI score is tied to their credit score. They get more money. And I'm thinking it's like a deeper conspiracy. She was just like, well, she posed it. It's just a tactic. It's just a tactic in that people believe, and advertisers or whatever, companies believe, that you take all the people of color out there who probably want to see themselves in there, and you take all the people who sympathize with that, or the white people who, you know, may or may not be ethnic, who sympathize with that, and you may be hitting a large chunk of the population as far as advertising goes. And I thought, it's that simple. I mean, I knew it was something like that. I just wanted to make it bigger. More of a conspiracy, not conspiracy, but more of a, you know, something deeper and underlying. It's just a simple tactic. It's nothing, it can just be something, nothing major about it. The fact that we put people of color in all these ads, people of color are gonna be looking at them. And then you're also appealing to the non-ethnic, to the white people who sympathize with that. And God knows, if you watch the media, there's a lot of people like that. Do you even probably get foreign-born people, people who've immigrated here? And if they're white, they still probably, you know, would sympathize with a diversity claim. So, and that makes sense. It's just that simple. It's just the numbers are on their side. So, I get it. But it bugs me. It irritates me when I see it's so non-proportionally displayed. It's too much. It's just way too much. And I'm going to step out on a limb here, I guess. And when I was saying how certain cultures value different things, to put it rudely and bluntly, black people, the black culture doesn't value science as much as it does other things. And I think that's not good or bad, because I don't believe in good or bad. I don't think that's a put down, even though it's going to sound like one. And I'm not saying that black people can't do science. They definitely can. But when you're growing up, not too many black families are going to the cookout and talking about chemistry. We're talking about biology. We're talking about stem cell research. Black culture seems to me to be focused more on, I don't know what the word is, focused more on things and activities that are more directly connected to the physical. Whatever that means, to the physical body, to the body. Feeling, I can almost say feelings or enjoyment or pleasure, but it's not only that, because in the black culture there is an affinity for drama and fight. Not that they fight, but to argue, and not easy, and it's not weak, and it's not easy. And it's not docile. It can be combative. So there's an affinity for, not argument, but a good combat, mental, you know, good back and forth. So it's not all like an easy, it's not like all the easy peasy things in the black culture. But it definitely ain't math, and it definitely ain't reading. Now, I'm not saying all black people don't like math, all black people don't like to read. No, I'm not saying that. Watch TV, watch these commercials with all the black people in them, and look what majority of what they do. Every now and then you'll see a sprinkling of scholarly ability or scholarly aptitude. But it appears as an anomaly. Even in the diversity, in this world of DEI, diversity and inclusion, black people are still being displayed as, no, it's not buffoonery. It's definitely not buffoonery, but as overly styled. Not so much overly sexualized, but maybe overly dressed or accentuated or expressive. And I'll even say that that may be part of the black culture today. They value that, that's value, that kind of flavor. That kind of energy, that kind of, you know, not flamboyance or style, is favored over math and science. College, maybe. Even though I'm hearing that black females are the ones getting most of the degrees now, or something like that. There's some kind of statistic saying, probably percentage-wise, that black females have the highest percentage of people getting degrees, college degrees. And I'm not putting that down. I understand it. I believe it. But I also believe that a lot of black people, that being an astronaut or an astrophysicist is not prized in certain cultures. Let me just put it that way. So when I look up and I see black people in all these roles, and I'll put this the wrong way again, they look out of place, maybe because of my condition. You'll say it's because of my conditioning, because I watched Star Trek, the old one with Gene Roddenberry, the original series, and everybody was white, and that's what you're used to. You're used to watching TV. I'm used to watching TV with everybody white, and maybe that's what I'm used to. But then you gotta go, I'm used to working in the industry where everybody was white. I've been out there in the world. I've seen it. I've been out there. So, you know, there's a few sprinkles of us. I'm hearing that in California, only 6.9% of the people in California are black. That's like, I'm hearing that may be like half of the nation average. But they expect to see black people 50-50 in certain roles, equally distributed. It just don't work that way. Number one, the numbers ain't there. And number two, like I said, the cultural desire may not be there. And there's nothing wrong with that. And to say the whole Asians are good at math, it may not be that simple, but their culture prizes different ideals. And it may be math and science, it may be reading, it may be study. They probably come out of the womb like that. It's like part of my family, and I'm not talking about their cognitive ability, they're part of my family. In fact, damn near the whole city. All of them are athletes, superior athletes. Now, I'm sure part of that is genetics, but I'm also sure that part of it is the way they raise their children without even thinking about it. It's just like in my immediate family. My mother, father, and sister, the way we were raised, it's inherent. I'm not even aware of it. It's just certain things that I know, that I've been taught, that are in me, that I go to before I even think. And somehow we pass that down without even thinking, without having any direct awareness of what we're doing. Even though the passion is there, the push is there, the emphasis is there, and say, oh, no, you're doing that wrong. This is, you know, that's not how we do it. They may not even know why. Because, like I said, genetics is one thing. Genetic ability is one thing. Genetic physical ability is one thing. But I believe it comes more from how we raise our children and what we put in them before we think about it. What we instill in our children before we actually think about it. I think it's inherent. You know, because you can read books. Oh, you read to your child. You know, oh, you got to do this. You know, doctor this says that, doctor say that. But if you got to read and figure it out to do it, it's not going to come natural to you. And you're fake. You're almost like faking it. You're imitating it, I should say. You're imitating it. And it may work or may not work. I'm not saying what works or not works. I'm just saying what I think and what I feel. So when I see, and I've also read and heard that there are studies where people are left to pick and choose the professions and the things they like to do on their own without any external influence, like media, seeing Little Mermaid change color, change races, showing females on TV, being just as strong as boys, and wanting to be tough and rough and hard. The WNBA push. They said in cultures without that, women tend to choose roles that are traditionally female. I'm just saying. I could definitely go and find a study to support that. Just like I can go and find a study to probably contradict it. But the point is, right now, this is about what I think and feel. And that's all it is. My subjective opinion. My subjective experience. That's all it is. I'm not saying yeah and nay to nothing. Yes, I am probably. But this is just what I think. And I should be allowed to think what I want to think. And say what I want to say. Hopefully that's true. And it's almost like to be able to do that, to be able to say what you want to say and do what you want to do, you have to go to the right wing side nowadays. Before, you'd have to go to the left wing. When we were against religion and we was promoting atheism and you know, we were saying things about the church and this or that, we had to go to the left because the right didn't want to hear it. That's when we found Opie and Pen on the left. And I was a champion of the left. Now, with all this cancel culture, pronouns, and all this stuff, I tend to lean towards the right because I feel that places like Rumble and that are right wing dominated allow the ability to say whatever the hell you want. That's all I want. I don't care if it's right wing, left wing or not. I just want to be able to say what I want uncensored. YouTube doesn't do that. YouTube, you got to watch what you say. Facebook. And even though I've never been banned, I've never been restricted, my account never has been locked on Facebook, I've never been kicked off of Facebook, and I've said some stuff. It's just the way you say it. And it's not my nature to say it in a way that's going to get me banned or restricted or kicked off. In fact, I find that beneath me. My integrity won't allow it. I'm not that person. I want to be seen to be having held myself to a higher ideal or a standard or just above it all, literally. I want to see myself as being above it all. I want people to see me as just not, you know, being in that muck. That's a strong part of it, but also part of it is just not my nature to engage in discussion like that. It's primitive. Primitive is the word. It's primitive to me. And I consider myself above it, literally. So, I say all that to talk about why and to explore why He saw me wave at him. He looked away, dog. He broke the connect. He saw me looking. He's sitting in the window. Dog was sitting in the window, looking out. He saw me look at him, make eye contact, and wave, and look. He looked away. So, and I mean, I'm watching TV, and I'm trying to explore and discuss and talk out why or what irritated me so much about that Star Trek yesterday. I mean, it was a good show. It was so good. The spaceships and the, you know, the whole space thing and the, you know, how they have comedy but seriousness in it. There's a legacy to it. You know, the Star Trek brand, the Star Trek legacy, that whole thing. I remember from when I was little, my father even used to watch Star Trek. You know, Spock, Vulcan, all that. That's deep in me. But to look up, he hit the bridge, all female crew. A lesbian, a black person, I think an Asian or something like that too. Oh, what started the show off was, it's about first contact. I guess a ship made first contact and it wasn't heard from before. And of course, the first person you see in the show was a black female. The first person you see in the show was a black female. So that just kind of kicked it off for me right there. How could I forget that part? And then you go to see Captain Pike, who's all, you know, beard is all over the place, hair. He's having a hard time. You know, he's been through some stuff. Then his girlfriend comes. She's a captain. She's straight. She's strong. She's Gary, go back out. You know, she's just not dominant, but, you know, she got herself together. You know, no problems. No stresses, just strong. Then he goes out riding. A spaceship comes in. Black male gets off of it. That's his commander. And then he gets on the, and then they go to the Vulcan spot. And I guess in their culture, either way, it doesn't matter. The female was dominant. The female asked him to marry him. And Spock literally said, I thought you never asked. Spock literally said that. Now, that could be construed a bunch of different ways, but it does go against the narrative that I was taught at the least. It does go against the narrative, the overlying general narrative that I was taught at the least. A woman asking a male to marry him. And still in some cultures, in some parts of society, the man is still has certain roles that he is expected to fulfill. No matter how diverse you think empowering you want to be, there's certain things that men are just supposed to do. And a female asking a man to marry him, yeah, you might, you know, it's probably no big deal in it. A lot of it probably wouldn't bother me, you know. But I could see how that's not the norm or what is expected. And I can't say that, I'm just guessing. I mean, so it was just like one big giant diversity, equality, and inclusion show. And it irritated the hell out of me. I cut it off. When he went down there, after leaving the bridge to go see the medical officer. You know, of course, you know, him and the medical officer, good buddies, blah, 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 blah. Walked out on hugging. Soon I saw he was black. I had to cut it off. I literally cut it off. It's too much. It's just too much. I feel insulted. I feel that they think I'm stupid, and I don't use the word stupid. I don't know who they are catering to, but I probably do, as I probably explained earlier, that by doing stuff like that, you get all the people of color and you get all the people who sympathize with that kind of diversified thinking. So I probably do understand the tactic. I probably understand why they want to do it that way. What's their push? You know, why they want to try to empower minorities, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that's a bad thing. I just think there's different ways of doing it. And ruining sports, the NBA, ruining commercials, ruining television with a heavy-handed onslaught of promotion of diversity, I don't think it's the way to do it. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, a totality of it all, the theory of universe, a hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.